mine eyes and give you praise. Praise your love that's sent from above.
Come on, you're ready for this? It's all about Jesus, come on, praise party.
Drop it!
Yeah, give him praise, come on. Give him praise, come on. Yeah, he's holy, he's worthy. Ozzy, come on.
I know you got your share of troubles, I got mine too. Don't know what you're gonna do,
don't know what you're gonna do.
Got a little secret called praise, here's what you do. Raise your hands,
put your hands
even
up.
When the tide gets your dance. Even in the night, don't miss your chance to be free.
Yeah. When you pray, shackles falling off, you're free. No matter what your eyes may see,
no matter what your eyes
no
may see,
what your life may be. These days, when you pray, shackles falling off, you're
shackles
free.
Falling off, you're
there's
free.
There's no liberty oh. available for you,
you
and me
every day. Pain in your body, fear on your face, bound to your burden, stuck in one place. No, you got the keys in you.
Yeah.
You
ho, ho, ho. Give him praise, come on.
Just like ball and silence praise, his presence came down and shook the place. Set free, want to make a move.
Yeah.
This is what we'll get him.
When you praise, shackles falling off your
shackles
feet.
Falling.
No matter what your eyes may see.
No matter what your eyes
no
may
matter
see.
Where your life may be. These days, when you praise, shackles falling
shackles
off your feet.
Falling off your
just
free.
Know that his liberty.
Just know there's liberty.
Just praise, how you do today.
Open, breathe, and just
when you praise, shackles falling
on, everyone, put your hands together.
Past the hour, 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Sounds of Praise Ministry, our Palm Sunday, March 20th, 2016 edition. And we are featuring, the title of our program really is Every Praise is to Our God. And we're just summarizing some of the things that Jesus did prior to his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday. And we heard TW with When You Praise, and they were followed by Jim James Bignan and the Deliverance Mass Choir with I Will Praise Your Name. Yes, he's worthy. And as we said, there were probably some of the original disciples of John the Baptist who were there. And even though John the Baptist had been killed, murdered, in fact, for the gospel, yet I'm sure because of his teaching and that Jesus was the Messiah that Israel was looking for all of these years, there were those who remained faithful and followed Jesus as part of the group who were to be the messengers of the gospel after the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. And so therefore, excuse me, as the Lord was used to accomplish great and mighty things to testify of who he was, you know, the faith of the followers were tested and tried. I remember being in Sunday school as a young Christian, and a young lady in the class said, well, if I lived during the days of Jesus and I saw the miracles, I would be the most faithful Christian you could ever want to see. Well, that sounds good from that perspective. And no one responded to that statement. But later on in life, I found the Bible says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. So what God is saying is faith is not based upon sight. If you see it, you know, ain't nothing to be faithful about because you already see it taking place. But when you don't see it taking place and you still are called to be faithful unto God, that is the faith that pleases him. And people who have been blessed by Jesus, who participated in all of the miracles way back then, as well as those who are being blessed by him today, we should be grateful people, and we should give grateful praise. Kurt Carr and the Singers here on Sounds of Praise.
We are grateful people in Japan. In Mexico.
Nosotros somos gente agradecida.
We are grateful people in France.
Nous sommes les gens amicaux.
In the Philippines.
Kami ay malaking napakasalamat ng mga tao.
In South Africa.
Uns ist dankbar, Mensa.
In Nigeria.
Amor lo pelawan ke.
This great congregation of your loving children have gathered nation to nation, continent to continent, to express our thanksgiving with grateful praise.
Overflowing, we gather today, a grateful congregation.
in the back. Look at that lady. That's what grateful praise looks like. You see, she doesn't care what you think about her praise. God's been that good to her. Uh-oh, she done took off running.
First recorded miracle of Jesus was done at the wedding of Cana in Galilee, where after all of the wine that had been offered for the guests had been consumed, and yet there was still more partying to be done, Jesus' mother prevailed upon him to turn, to help out. So I guess he had done other miraculous things in the past. Although she knew that he was the Son of God, miraculously born, but she wanted him to do something. And so therefore, Jesus turned water into wine. And the guests who were already, I guess, pretty well filled with whatever the wedding party had provided, recognized that this water that Jesus had turned into wine was better than what was served initially. And that was contrary to what was done in those days. Usually they served the best wine first and they served the other stuff afterwards. So there were probably those who were blessed because of what Jesus had done then and were probably followers of him. And they were grateful people. There were also people who came from other areas of the world to celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem, and so Jerusalem was filled with grateful people who, you know, even though there weren't newspapers and the internet and everything else that they had, that we have today, certainly the word of mouth had spread abroad, and these people wanted to know what had been done. And when they heard that in Bethany that Jesus had raised Lazarus from death after being dead 3 days, they wanted to participate. And the Bible tells us that when a person is open to the Lord Jesus Christ and they receive him as personal Savior, he no longer just abides in the temple, the physical building, but he lives in our praise because we are the spiritual building. Our physical body becomes the spiritual building of God. And so we're going to have two songs in that the manner. Here is Fred Hammond along with Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister with Hair in Our Praise. And they're going to be followed by the late Reverend Timothy Wright in the New York Fellowship Mass Choir with Enter His Gates with Thanksgiving and Enter His Courts with Praise. Actually, what God is saying is you be open to His presence and allow His presence to be manifested as praise and worship in and through your life. We always say there's a message in the music here on Sounds of Praise.
I feel the love of the Savior in this place, and it is all over me. I feel the love of the same, and I feel the spirit.
some noise out there. Come on, put your hand together. Let's go. We come to praise.
They said a little while ago about a young lady who said that if she lived during the time of Christ and she saw all of the miracles, she would be such a faithful Christian. And then I said, well, later on I found out that the Bible says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. And we have even more proof, because the disciples who saw all of the various things that Jesus did, when it came time to, when push came to shove, Peter denied him, John witnessed from afar off, and everybody else scattered and ran, even though they saw all the miracles. So just seeing miracles doesn't necessarily make you a faithful Christian. Faith comes from the inside, and you want to be in a position where you are drawn by God and you remain with him no matter what comes your way. Brian Bullock in the Jubilee Worship, local artist here on Sounds of Praise, and we lift you up no matter what's taking place in our lives.
Come on, everybody, clap those hands. We come to give God all the praise. Lord, we come to lift you up, because we know that anytime we lift you up, you will draw all men unto you. So we bless your name for the victory we already have. Come on, everybody, clap, 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 clap. Come on.
Lift you.
Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. It's 27 degrees outside our studio right now. Temperatures dropped 2 degrees from since when I came in early this morning. It was 29 at 4 o'clock or thereabouts. And now it's 27 degrees. But here's the forecast. Thickening clouds in the morning will be followed by intermittent snow in the afternoon or early evening. Snow will become heavier at night with several inches falling, depending upon where you are. High today, 34 to 39 degrees. A low tonight, 27 to 32 degrees. On Monday, snow and slippery travel can be expected to start the day, and snow will end during the midday with 6 to 10 inches total in the greater Boston area. Some more snow forecast near the coast, and inland there will be less snow. So, like I said, depends upon where you are. It'll be clearing at night and cold air dominating. A high on Monday, 42 to 47 degrees. A low Monday night, 26 to 31 degrees. On Tuesday, sunshine and patchy clouds are in the offing with blustery and chilly conditions. Clouds will move in gradually at night with diminishing wind. A high on Tuesday, 40 to 45 degrees. Low Tuesday night, 32 to 37 degrees. And on Wednesday, variable cloudiness and only very spotty showers are likely. The afternoon will be milder. Rain and drizzle with patchy fog will develop at night. A high on Wednesday, 50 to 55 degrees. A low Wednesday night, 39 to 44 degrees. That's a Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. It's 644 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, touch freeform radio. And we're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this the Palm Sunday, March 20th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And this year our program is entitled Every Praise is to Our God. And we've been going back and just covering some of the things that Jesus did during his 3.5 year ministry leading up to this, to the first Palm Sunday, and some of the reasons why individuals had a right and the obligation to give him praise for all the great many works that he had done. And there were those who were probably fed by him. We know the instance where he took the little boys, he was given, I shouldn't say he took, it was offered. The little boy offered his lunch of loaves and fish, and Jesus fed the multitude. Thousands of individuals were fed with that little lunch. And not only were they fed, it said that they were satisfied. They ate more than they could, than they probably ever ate. At one time, and the meal was so good, they were all totally satisfied. And the disciples took up 12 baskets full to take with them as Jesus told them to get in the boat to go to the other side. Now, we'll deal with that a little bit later on. But that was certainly a situation where those who had experienced that tremendous meal, and I'm sure that the many people who followed him just because of the fact that he had fed them lavishly, far better than they had ever eaten before, probably. And they followed him for the loaves and the fishes. But there were those who followed him because they just wanted to give him all the glory. Chastity Elliott, along with the Greater Allen Cathedral Choir, coming up next here on Sounds of Praise and All the Glory. And they're going to be followed by Pastor Marvin Sapp and Come and Dine here on Sounds of Praise.
All the glory and the honor all belong to our King. All the glory and the honor all belong to our King.
sing your praises to for all the things you have done.
Commander,
I can hear
bread you'll surely eat. From the well that won't run dry, you can have a drink of life. If you wanna taste the bread, by his word you will be fed. It will give you peace of mind. Why don't you just come and dine? Come on and dine. Come on, come on. Help me sing it, y'all. Come on in.
Come on in and take a seat. From the bread you surely.
From the bread you surely.
From the well that won't run dry.
If nobody ever remembers anything about Marvin Sapp, I don't want to be known for my talent. I don't want to be known for my ability. I don't want to be known for Grammy, Dove, Stellar nominations. But when somebody looks at me, I want them to say, there goes a man after God's own heart.
6:56 here on Sounds of Praise, and you're listening to 91.5 FM from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music and the clear message, salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And at this time, I think this is a perfect time. We just heard Marvin Sapp with Come and Dine, and Jesus has a spiritual meal for each and every one of us, especially those who are outside of his saving grace and keeping power. And that's what salvation is all about and what Sounds of Praise is all about. Here's Pastor Donnie McClurkin along with Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton. And come as you are. God has a spiritual meal for you this very day.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting. But when you call upon his name and surrender, surrender.
In the background, we have Pastor Marvin Sapp along with Donnie McClurkin and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. And that's what God wants you to do today. If you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, you can make this a real Palm Sunday of rejoicing by surrendering your life to Him. That's why Jesus came. He paid the penalty on the cross of Calvary so that our sins might be forgiven. We might have forgiveness for all the sins that we have done. But He didn't stay there. On the third day, because He was the sinless Christ, the Father raised Him from death by the Holy Spirit. So today, we can participate in His great salvation gift. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now, so that if you've never received Jesus Christ, this could be a great day of rejoicing in your life, because you will become one with the living God. Won't you pray this prayer? And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about His salvation in your life. Dear Father, I thank You for the message of Palm Sunday.